So now we're going to start the ceremony by offering three refuges and five precepts. May I please invite Manisra to offer the three refuges and five precepts.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Buddham saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dhammam saranam gacchami.
Sangham saranam gacchami.
Sangham saranam gacchami.
Dityampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Tutriyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Dityampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tutriyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Dityampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tutriyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Issaranagamanam nitritam.
Aye.
Panatipata viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Panatipata viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Adinnadana viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Adinnadana viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Kamesu vichachara viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Kamesu vichachara viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Musavada viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Musavada viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Suramiryamachapamadatthana viramani sikhapadam samadhiyami.
Suramiryamachapamadatthana
Imani pancha sikhapadani sīlena sivitinyanti sīlena bhoga sampada sīlena nibutinyanti tasmā sīlam visodhaye.
Sādhu, sādhu, sādhu.
May you keep these five precepts and purify your virtue for your happiness, your blameless prosperity, and the attainment of nibbana.
So give us a short Dhamma reflection. So Buddha's mentioned in the Dhammapada, he said, we are what we think. All that we are arises with our thoughts. So actually we create our own worlds. So that's like yesterday I mentioned about, like, we focus on the errors of others and constantly finding fault, you know. And then actually ultimately we are not protecting ourselves, actually we poison ourselves, isn't it? Because we have to learn to take responsibility for ourselves, you know, that we are our own protector. You know, I remember once someone mentioned the Buddha, he asked the Buddha, saying, okay, ask the Buddha to protect him, you know. The Buddha said, I can't protect you. You protect yourself, you know. And there's a lot of sufferings, actually, we create the suffering and we contribute towards that. And especially, you know, because when we develop certain habit, especially this unskillful, this habit that is being unskillful, unwholesome, especially develop those negative activities. If you're constantly focusing on the faults of others, you know, this is your mind thinking is all that, isn't it? You poison your mind. And this is all your work. Or whatever you see, you know, because when you develop, you condition your mind that way, and you develop the habit, whatever you see, everybody you find, for everybody you see that is negative. So whatever go through your mind is all negative. And this is all your whole work, isn't it? And then how is it like if you all the time with these negative thoughts? Negative thoughts, unwholesome thoughts, leads to unwholesome emotion. Will you be happy if you're thinking something negative? You'll be, yeah, I'm so happy, oh, with this negative thought. No, isn't it? You'll be so depressed. Oh, so terrible. It truly, that they really drain you. They really drag you down with the negative thoughts, isn't it? The more you think about it, the more you get upset, get angry, agitated, irritated. And you know, is anyone experience that when you have negative thoughts? Wow, so great. You don't feel great, isn't it? It's terrible. And this is all your work, you know? And this is how you live in that world, that negativity with all the anger, with all the fears, you know? And you live in that. And that's why we create our world, the Buddha said. So that's why have to be careful. Don't develop the habit. This is not a good habit, you know. Like Buddha said, we focus on ourselves. We look after ourselves, you know. No one can help us. If we don't look after ourselves, you know, then who is going to look after us? So we look after ourselves, take responsibility. So, because when we, you know, no one is wholly bad, isn't it? You hardly find someone is, you know, it's very difficult to find someone. Sometimes we focus on that. Everyone has the shortcoming. But if you focus on the shortcoming, actually the person more than that, isn't it? Not only, you know, and then you learn to see the best in others. And when you focus, you know, the good things, the good qualities of others, actually we grow that quality as well, you know. And also we feel happy, isn't it? When we think of someone, you know, sometimes it brings me so much joy when I reflect on someone's good qualities. And I say, wow, then I feel so grateful. I say, wow, you know, I'm so fortunate to be able to know this person, you know, and to have this person in my life. How fortunate to have someone, such a beautiful person in our life. And then you have lots of joy. Isn't it? It's very happy. We think of a beautiful person. How do we feel? Happy, isn't it? Lots of energy. You know, you never say, no, there's such a great person, and then you feel depressed. No. You know, you feel happy. This is how. That's why sometimes we actually, it's all up to us. You know, we take responsibility for our own happiness, our own suffering. But we always think that other people causes the suffering. But actually most people can't see that it's actually we ourselves the one we create that. The Buddha said we create our own world. And they said to develop that. I mean even the person has done something wrong. I mean they have made mistakes. And it's not all the person is, isn't it? The person more than that. You know, the person have other good qualities as well. Even sometimes some people might be, they're doing lots of nasty things, they still have the other side of them. So they said it's always good to develop a positive, you know, attitude, you know. Like for example, sometimes I always say like that, you know, even some people being nasty to me, you know, then I said, at least the person is honest to that extent. At least the person didn't step my back. At least the person, you see what you get. You know what I mean? I rather than some people can so sweet, you know, that sweetie pie in front of you, you know, and so nice, you know, then they really stab your back, you know, and then you don't really know why, you know, what happening, you know. You know, but at least you say, oh, this person, even though this person a bit, you know, nasty, you know, but at least the person not covering up, the person just, you know, it's not that I'm not saying that we agree with someone being nasty, you know. I disagree with the act, but I have looked at the other side of that person, the good quality of the person, at least the person being honest, at least the person not covering up, you know. It's not that we encourage to be nasty to others, but actually you try to, because when you develop that kind of positive mindset, you naturally, you always find something good, you know. Like, for example, like our tank, you know, we have leaking, if leaky, you have to empty our tank. Then I was like, oh, at least it's happened now. We still have rain. It's not happening in summer. Yeah, it's that terrible. I mean, we have to fix it. We leak, you know, leaking, and then we have to find the, you know, the plumber to come and fix it and things like that. But then we all say, wow, luckily it's happened now. Not summer, you know. So always, you can always find something, you know, to look at it. Like, even sometimes someone, you know, easily, very short-tempered, easily get upset, angry. Then I said, oh, at least this person get upset easily. And then the person very quickly let it pass. Don't go. Some people, you know, some people that really go on and on. Then after 10 years, they're still talking about it, you know. But some people, they come very fast, they go very fast. They say, oh, at least this person come and go very fast. So always you find something. Actually, then you feel much better, isn't it? If not, you go on, especially you suck in, you know. The mind, you go on like a snowball, you know. You roll bigger and bigger and bigger. And then all you see, and then it becomes like, it becomes unbearable when we focus on that, isn't it? And then we try to, you know, they said the Buddha talk about wise attention. So the Buddha said we shouldn't give attention to those negative thoughts, that is, those unwholesome thoughts that leads us to suffering. So we don't pay attention on that. That's why the Buddha said wise reflection, wise attention. Why is the Buddha have to mention attention? It's not all attention. I mean, to pay attention on things that is negative. That actually, we manifest that, we amplify that. And then we create our own world. Oh, we live in that negative world. So what we see, everybody is also negative. We can't find a good person in the world, I tell you. Isn't everybody also bad? Because this is how you live in, you know, and we create our own world. So that's why we learn to take responsibility, we protect ourselves. So yes, as sometimes we people like to go to pray and ask for protection. Actually, the best protection is your own protection. Protect your own mind. If you be able to protect your own mind, you create a better world, you know, to live in, you know, and then you create your own world. So we should take responsible for our own mind and protect our own mind. So like all of you been doing, you know, practice generosity, giving, you know, and giving help to overcome our craving, desires. One thing, you know, the one thing itself leads to unwholesome state of mind, you know, great hatred, you know, greed, you know, and becomes, then we can't get what we want, we got angry and we got upset, isn't it? And then when we get what we don't want, also we get angry, get upset, you know? And but because we the practice generosity, giving help us to let go, you know, being generous, being kind, be able to share, and commit yourself to keep the precepts itself, you know, also restrain, you know, not harming someone else. Not being violent, you know, to practice kindness and compassion. That is a good quality to develop that. So the Buddha said when you do something good, you have to do it again and again. The Buddha said you have to do it again and again. It's not that, oh, it's enough. There's never enough. So hopefully, you know, that's, I'm not trying to, it's not a marketing so that you come here often to feed us. It's really for your own good. So I offer this Dhamma reflection. May this teaching be of benefit to all of you. Yatavari Vahapura jatu sabbe purantu sankhapa janto panaraso yatha mani jutti raso yatha
sabitiyo vajantu
sabarogo vinasatu ma Utapachayino Chattaro Dhamma Vadanti Ayuvano Sukham Balam Bhavatu Sabha Mangalam Rakhantu Sabha Devata Sabha Buddha Nubhavena Sadasuti Bhavantu Te Bhavatu Sabha Mangala Rakhantu Sabha Devata Sabha Dhamma Nubhavena Sada Sauti Bhavantu Te Bhavatu Sabha Mangala Rakhantu Sabha Devata Sabha Sangha Nubhavena Sada Sauti Bhavantu Te So now we're going to share the merits in English. By the time the intention to come here to offer dana, all your thoughts and energy had come into the preparation of the food, thinking of what you're going to bring to offer and making the effort to come here on time. The offering started for today's meal. The offerings of other requisite for the monastery. Commit yourself to live according to the Buddha's teaching by keeping the five precepts. And also listen with respect to the Buddha's teaching. These are parts of the merits of today's dana. May you be very happy as you reflect the goodness of your life at this moment. First of all, I would like to invite you to share the merits that you have made. That is happiness in your heart with your parents, your teachers, and those are close to you by bringing them to mind and wishing them well. We also remember our departed dear ones, relatives, and friends. May the remembrance of them and the sharing of merits with them be a cause for happiness and peace. May it help them to have a favorable rebirth where they can hear and practice the Buddha's teaching. Where the material needs are easily met, where the opportunity of making good karma for their own support in samsara, and may the share of merits with our departed dear ones also help them all to attain nibbana. We also share the merits with devas and with all beings everywhere. May the offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere be a cause for happiness and peace. May the devas aid to protect the Buddha's asana. May they look with loving kindness and compassion on all of us here and our loved ones near and far. May these offerings of merits to devas and to all beings everywhere also help them all to attain nibbana. The end of the ceremony.